O'Keefe was the youngest. Although Welling had just joined the company, he was a combat veteran who had been wounded in the Battle of the Bulge, volunteered for paratroopers after discharge from hospital in England, made all five qualifying jumps in one day, and was now a member of the 101st. On the outpost, they were standing in a waist-deep foxhole when a 10-ton truck came barreling along the road. "Halt!" O'Keefe yelled, 3 times. No one heard him. A convoy of 9 trucks, bumper to bumper, passed him by, engines roaring. "What do you do when you yell halt and you realize they'll never hear you?" O'Keefe asked Welling. "Not much you can do," he replied. Half an hour later, the trucks came back, full speed, except now there were only 8 trucks. "Jim, what's down that road?" O'Keefe asked.
"I don't know. Nobody said."
A quarter of an hour later, Captain Spears showed up, madder than hell. He shouted at Welling, "Why didn't you stop those trucks? The bridge is out down there, and one of those trucks is now hanging over the edge." Having heard various stories about Spears' temper, O'Keefe expected the worst. But Welling shouted right back, "How the hell were we going to stop 9 trucks going full bore? And why didn't someone tell us the bridge was out? Hell, we didn't even know there was a bridge there." "Where's the other guard?" Spears demanded. O'Keefe stepped out of a shadow with his M1 pointed about waist high and said as menacingly as he could, "Right here, sir." Spears grunted and left.
A night or so later, a jeep came along, no lights.
Welling called out, "Halt!" The jeep contained Captain Spears, another captain, and a major in the back seat. Welling said the password.
Spears gave the countersign in a normal conversational tone. Welling couldn't make out what he had said and repeated the challenge.
Spears answered in the same tone. Welling still didn't hear him. Tense and a bit confused, O'Keefe lined up his M1 on the major in the back. He looked closely and realized it was Winters. Welling gave the password for the 3rd time. The captain, who was driving, finally realized Welling had not heard and yelled out the countersign. Spears jumped out of the jeep and started to curse out Welling. Welling cut him off. "When I say halt, I mean halt. When I give the password, I expect to hear the countersign." Spears started sputtering about what he was going to do to Welling when Winters interrupted. "Let's go, Captain," he said in a low voice. As they drove off, Winters called out to Welling, "Good job." There were patrols across the Rhine, seldom dangerous except for the strong current in the flooded river nearly 350 meters wide. When Winters got orders on April 8th to send a patrol to the other side, he decided to control the patrol from an observation post to make certain no one got hurt.